Capitalism, the Family, and Personal Life by Eli Zaretsky, 1976. Zaretsky's Marxist analysis of the role of the family in capitalist society provides a fascinating contrast to the work of Parsons and Delphi and Leonard. He concluded that the family worked in the interests of capitalism. Zaretsky argues that the family, as part of the superstructure of capitalist society, socializes children, especially working-class children, into norms and values that are useful to the capitalist ruling class. In other words, the family is an ideological agent of the ruling class. For example, it is within the family that the child learns obedience and respect for those in authority. This in turn means that the individuals can be exploited later in life by the ruling class, because when these children grow up to be adults, they are more likely to view the power and authority wielded by the capitalist class authority as natural. Zaretsky notes that by socializing children into ruling class values, the family ensures that these children will grow up to be uncritical, conformist citizens and passive workers who accept their lot with little to no complaint. Note that Zaretsky's ideas prevent very different view to Parsons' account of the primary socialization of children, where norms and values learned within the society, within family, are simply seen as benefit to social order. Zaretsky argues that in a society today, there is an illusion that the family is a private space, separate from economics and capitalism. Zaretsky argues that the nature of capitalist society means that this is not really true. In fact, it helps to keep capitalism going. Zaretsky was interested in psychology and the idea that the family might perform a psychological function. That is, that family could be nurtured, supported, and have their individual needs met by the family. A similar concept to Parsons' warm bath. For those reduced to proletarian status from the petty bourgeoisie, one's individual identity could no longer be realized through the work or through ownership of property. Individuals now began to develop the need to be valued for themselves. The family became the major sphere of society in which individual could be foremost. It was the only space the proletarians owned. Within it, a new sphere of social activity began to take shape, personal life. However, Zaretsky said that the family was unable to perform this function under capitalism. This was because rather than helping and nurturing individuals, the family cushioned the damage caused by capitalism. The working class were exploited at work. Traditional Marxists argue that the working class needs to have a revolution and overturn capitalism and establish a socialist system. However, Zaretsky says that one of the things that stops them from doing this is family. Parsons argued that the family helps relieve stress of the working day and prepare an individual to function the next day, and Zaretsky agrees. However, Zaretsky sees this as a negative thing. People need to recognize that they are being exploited and in order to be able to do something about it. The family doesn't really compensate for the bad effects of capitalism. It just seems to. It also helps support capitalism in other ways, too. It provides lots of free labor. Women or housewives work for the capitalist system for free, keeping the workers fed and clothed and reproducing the next generation to be exploited workers by having children. Also, workers who have families who are less likely to rebel against their bosses or go on strike because of lost earnings do not only affect them, but also their dependents. For Zaretsky, the family could only really start to provide psychological support for its members when there is an end to capitalism. Zaretsky's ideas now seem rather outdated, as the nature of both work and families has changed, particularly in relation to the women's role in the workplace. Also, some feminist sociologists, such as Delphi and Leonard, argue that this is the patriarchy, a male-dominated social system that benefits from family life, rather than capitalism.